بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء مخ العبادة رواه الترمذي رحمه الله تعالى نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم states that الدعاء مخ العبادة دعاء is the essence of عبادة is the essence of worship. Now out of the أعمال and the actions that are specifically emphasized in the month of Ramadan, one of them is دعاء. And before we go on to this hadith, the first thing we need to understand is dua has two aspects to it. One aspect of dua is that it's a means of fulfilling our needs. And a person generally has needs. And specifically when there is some task, some need, some problem, then he makes more dua. That is one aspect of it. And that is usually the aspect that stays in our mind. But there is another equally important aspect of dua, which is that dua is an ibadah, it's an act of worship in itself. Just like tilawah of the Quran, dhikr, istighfar, durood sharif, all of these are acts of worship. Nafal salah is an act of worship. So we don't just perform nafal salah when we have a need from Allah Ta'ala. No, we perform nafal salah whenever we have an opportunity. If we have time, we take out specific time that I will perform the ishraq salah every day. Tilawah of the Quran, same. So similarly, dua is also an act of worship. And here before we go on, we should also understand this, that these different acts of worship, durood sharif, istighfar, tilawah of the Quran, dua. So this is a lengthy topic, but in a nutshell, these are like different vitamins. What I am saying is that it's not the case that they are replacement each one is a replacement for the other. That dua has its own benefits, tilawah of the Quran will have its own benefits. Because we are not accustomed to the details of spirituality, you know, we don't understand this. But just like vitamin C has its special benefits, and vitamin B has its special benefits, and if there is a deficiency in vitamin C, then increasing your vitamin B will not give you the solution. You will have to increase your vitamin C. So here as well, dua gives its special benefits, tilawah gives its special benefits, istighfar gives its special benefits. Now let us come on to this hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, he said dua is the essence of ibadah. What does it mean dua is the essence of ibadah? So ibadah, worshipping Allah Ta'ala, has two main purposes to it. One main purpose of worshipping Allah Ta'ala is that a person shows that to Allah Ta'ala that he is the servant of Allah. He is the slave of Allah. He is the abd of Allah. He expresses his in salah, he bows down in front of Allah Ta'ala. In dhikr, he is taking Allah Ta'ala's name. In every act of worship, the objective is showing one's servitude to Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said dua is the essence of ibadah. Meaning in dua, this quality is found in its rawest, most raw form. That a person is showing his humility in front of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes he is crying to Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes he is pleading to Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes he is saying to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, help me, there is no one except you. That is why in the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, everywhere you find utter humility, expressing one's helplessness, expressing Allah Ta'ala's greatness, shedding tears. In fact, he encouraged that if you can't shed tears, then make a face as if you can shed tears. Because dua is nothing but humility. And another purpose of ibadah is connecting yourself to Allah Ta'ala. Creating a relationship with Allah Ta'ala. And in this world, if you want to create a relationship with someone, the best way to create a relationship is start talking to them. Start talking to them. The more you talk to them, the more the relationship will strengthen. So similarly, in dua, a person is talking to Allah Ta'ala. A person is talking to Allah Ta'ala. He's talking directly to Allah Ta'ala, and he feels it as well that I am talking. He addresses Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, help me in this issue. Oh Allah, there is nothing but only you can help me here. So dua is especially beneficial in creating this relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Achcha. Now that we have understood this, let us understand this practical point, that just like we take time out and we fix time for other worships, in light of these benefits, we need to fix time for dua as well. Not, I will make dua when I have a need. Oh, this is a blessed time for dua, so let me make dua. No, no. Just like for tilawah, we have set in mind that, you know what, I need to finish one juz every day. I need to finish three juz every day. Similarly, have a target in mind for dua. You know what? Every day before the iftar time, I need to make minimum 5 minutes dua. I need to make minimum 10 minutes dua. Some other time in your day, fix a time as well. And if it helps you, then put a time on. That, you know what? Until I will keep my hands raised, and whether something comes to mind or not, I will try to make dua to Allah Ta'ala until 10 minutes finish, until 15 minutes finish. Because we don't do this, because what is our habit? Our habit is to lift our hands, and when the tongue stops moving, or when the heart moves away, then we lift our hands. So we, because of this, we don't train ourselves to lengthen our dua. So if right now someone tells us, you know what, make dua for 10 minutes, most of us will struggle. Whereas there are people in this world who can make a dua for 1 hour and 2 hours. So you and I as well, let us bring this habit of dua into our life. Let us fix a time for it as well. Inshallah, we will experience the spiritual benefits of it ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice.